Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, show on the line is Radio.com Sports.
Our buddy.
NBA insider. He's a man of many talents. I love my TV.
He's one of the regulars now on our show.
He's become a regular on your show. The NBA champ, Kendrick Perkins.
Just saw him on TV. Looks resplendent with the beard. I was just watching Kendrick moments ago, Kendrick.
Very good, Kendrick. We're impressed.
Here go my favorite two New Yorkers, my people right here. You know what? I'm always happy to come on this show. I be looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we have fun with Kendrick.
I'm looking forward to it because I'm filling in for Evan this week. I saw you win a title with the Boston Celtics. I see you on TV kicking ass and taking names. And I got to start first, Kendrick, with your boy Tom Thibodeau, because I'm a long-suffering, disgruntled New York Knicks fan.
There?
I mean, that's
if you're a Knicks fan, what else is there but long-suffering and disgruntled?
Do you buy the idea, Kendrick, that Tom Thibodeau would want this job?
Absolutely. I think listen, one thing I know about Tibbs is that he embraces challenges. He loves a challenge. And just like he came into Chicago and what they did, they won. They didn't win a championship, but they won at a high level. They was always, you know, top of the Eastern Conference, always making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And what happened? He translated that, went to Minnesota, and he took them to the playoffs in a while. And Minnesota just couldn't handle them. But one thing I know about Tibbs is that he's going to put in the hard work. He's not going to shortcut. He's going to hold guys accountable. And he's going to preach winning basketball, and that's what he's all about. And that's what the New York Knicks need is my boy Tibbs.
Do you think it's going to be him, though? I mean, because there's talk about Van Gundy. You think it's going to be Thibodeau?
I think it's Tibbs. I think Tibbs is done. I hope he accepts the job. I think it's him.
All right. I'm in
Kendrick,
with that.
When you were with those Celtics teams, what did you like most about being alongside Tom Thibodeau?
Well, one thing about it is, like I said before, he didn't shortcut it. Tibbs was the guy that was there every morning at 5 in the morning breaking down film. He was the last one to leave. He would leave at 9 at night to the point where I was like, Tibbs, hey, man, you got a license, more to life than just sitting up in there, you know, doing basketball. Perk, we got to work to get better, Perk. We got to work to get better. Okay, Tibbs, no problem. But one thing about it is that he's very passionate about the NBA. He's very passionate about winning. And when Tibbs left, we hated it. We loved Tibbs. I hate that one. I hated when Tibbs left the Celtics. Him and Doc were a dynamic duo together.
Well, what do you think about Mike Miller, though? I mean, what do you think about the job Miller's done with the Knicks since Fizdale was gone?
Well, I think he's done a great job. The thing is though, and there's no disrespect to Mike Miller, but you have to bring in kind of a high-profile name, and I think Tibbs is that guy. You want a guy that, you know, because obviously Mike Miller is not going to have this same roster next year. And Tibbs is a guy that's well-respected by players. So, you know, guys want to come to New York to play for Tibbs. So I think that's what separates the two. Is that Tibbs has a lot of respect from former players and current players that he could convince, you know, players to come and play. Can he convince LeBron James? Absolutely not. But, I mean, he could at least get some talent in there and guys that's going to compete and make the Knicks relevant again in a good way. Because they're relevant all the time. It's just in a bad way, and it's been over the last decade and a half.
Yeah, it'd be 20. It's actually 20 years, but who's counting? Kendrick, you know?
Right.
All right, Kendrick. I don't blame you. I mean, listen, 4.6, they need credibility.
You know what, though, Kendrick?
They need a big name in the worst way.
Kendrick, they're worth $4.6 billion more than any franchise in the league, which is mind-boggling. When you think about that.
Can you imagine that, Kendrick? $4.6 billion, the team has been a joke?
Right. I mean, think about that. The most lucrative franchise in the league, and they're a disaster.
But that tell you how important that they are to the NBA and how important that they are to basketball, period. Listen, everybody looks forward to going to play in the Garden. Everybody looks forward to playing against the New York Knicks.
And killing them, and you know, right, but not for yes, them.
But you know what's crazy? Even when the Knicks go on the road, people come out to, like, when people, to say they are so bad, people see, hey, the Oklahoma City Thunder is playing the New York Knicks today. Are they playing the Knicks? We're going to go to the game. Just because they're the Knicks, that's how much they mean to basketball. Mm. And I think it's just time to change. You know,
well, we got that right.
Yeah.
It's time for a big change. You know what I mean, Kendrick? That would be a large change, no doubt about it.
All right, Kendrick, let's get to the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie Irving back on the shelf now with his shoulder. Are we at a point of the year where the Nets should just shut him down for the year?
I think they should shut him down like I'm shutting down on talking about Kyrie. I'm done for the season on talking about Kyrie Irving. Yeah, I'm shutting down. Because for the simple fact, hey, you know what? The Nets has won 6 of their last 7. They won 3 straight. Those guys are playing with great chemistry right now, led by Spencer Dinwiddie. And they're going to make the playoffs. Let them have their fun. And let Mr. Irving go about his business and just wait for KD to come on the court.
Mm. Well, that's probably what's going to happen. I'll say that. He's been a disappointment. I'm telling you right now, and I'm not even a Net fan, Kendrick. You know my partner is. He's not here today. But, I mean, this guy, I mean, if he makes me nuts, Kyrie, and I'm not even a Net fan.
Yeah, I mean, he's worse. He the mood swings are worse than my wife.
Oh, jeez. What a disaster.
I hope your wife's not listening here.
Yeah,
Kendrick.
Seriously.
No, I know, right?
Let's hope that's not the case.
Kendrick,
you know,
do you buy the idea that Durant and Irving can work and win in a big way in Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah, I do. One thing about it is both of those guys are elite talent. KD is a generational talent. And if he's healthy, they're going to be a problem. When you have two guys like that on the court at one time, you're basically looking at LeBron James and Kyrie Irving all over again. And they're going to be elite. Those guys are going to, you know, put on the show. They're going to be fun to watch, and they're going to win games. And one thing about it, before KD got hurt, we were talking about Kevin Durant being arguably the best player in basketball. So when you have that looking forward to, and I watched some of the video clips of him working out, hey, I'm telling you, I think the sky's the limit for that team healthy. Mentally, we have to know that Kyrie Irving is all in, and that's been a question mark of late.
You know, and we're talking to the great Kendrick Perkins, who's really become a staple of the program. You know, we have Michael Irvin on every week during the football season. You have kind of become to basketball what Michael Irvin is on our show every week. So I just want to –
I appreciate that.
You know, that's how praise comes in, man.
When you put me in a name with greatness like that, because, you know, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Since Irvin and Moose and Aikman. Novacek or whatever. Yeah, man, I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, you really are. I look forward to Michael every week. I look forward to you coming on every week, so I wanted to let you know that.
Now, I appreciate it.
Now I'm a guy, if I'm a big-time college basketball coach, okay, I look at these guys, whether it's Jay Wright, Boeheim, we go down the line, Krzyzewski, you know, you name whoever, Izzo, Calipari, whoever they are. When I look at these guys, I say, why would you ever want to leave your school to come to the NBA? And that's how I felt about John Beilein leaving Michigan. He went to a couple Final Fours, a couple championship games, really had something going at Michigan. He was a good coach before that at West Virginia, all of that. And I'm saying to myself, why the hell would you want the Cavalier job? And now look what's happened with that situation. Kendrick, how about that?
Yeah, it's bad. First of all, that was a disaster waiting to happen. I was not high on that hiring from the jump.
Right.
You can't bring in a guy that's, you know, almost 70 years old and never coached in the NBA. And you in the rebuilding process.
Right,
we're talking
about
this is a new day and age, right? That he has zero NBA experience, so he don't know how to relate to the players. And if you're rebuilding, either you are gonna go get a guy like Tibbs that's established, you know, 30 plus years in the NBA, then coached a lot of great players, then, you know, won games, is a champion, woo-de-woo, so he know what it takes to have built organizations from, you know, basically from rock bottom and made them relevant again. Or you go out and get you a young coach. You go get you a bigger staff. You go get you a Rex, Coach Rex Chameleon from the Clippers. You go get Earl Watson, or maybe even you try to go get a former NBA player who's doing well at the University of Pacific and Damon Stoudemire. That's just a few names. But I wasn't, I wasn't big on the hire, but the hire came didn't come from the front office. The hire came from Dan Gilbert. And Dan Gilbert has known to be too involved, and when he's involved and he goes with his gut, he makes horrible decisions. And to me, I don't like when owners are too involved, because it's a recipe for disaster. If you hire somebody, a GM, what, et cetera, vice president, whatever it is, let them do their jobs, come to the game, enjoy your beer, enjoy your vodka, clap your team on, and go about your business. Let these people do their jobs. This is what you're putting them in place to do.
That's well said, Kendrick. Now, you look at the Eastern Conference, right? Milwaukee having another spectacular season. Giannis is doing his thing, but they struggled last year when they went up against Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors. When you look at this jumble mess from 2 through 5 in the East with the Torontos and the Phillies and the Bostons and the Miamis of the world, who's the biggest threat right now to Milwaukee as far as getting to the NBA Finals?
The Toronto Raptors. They're deep, they're feisty, they're battle-tested, and they have guys that they have multiple guys that are capable of going for 20-plus points a night. They got length, they have athleticism, and they have, most importantly, they have great leadership in Kyle Lowry. When you look at that, and, oh, let me not forget, they are extremely well coached by Nick Nurse, by the way. And when you look at this Raptor team and where they're sitting at the number 2 seed in the East, right behind Milwaukee, they play inspiring basketball, and you could tell they enjoy one another off the court. The chemistry is there on the court, and you could tell there's no hidden agendas. Guys are playing for one another, and they are not afraid of the Milwaukee Bucks. So that's the biggest threat to me, and I think those two teams will meet up in the West in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Now, Kendrick, last time was Kendrick was on. Kendrick's very high on the Rockets. Okay?
Oh, is he really?
He's very high on the Rockets. He likes the fact that they are now, you know, they got the small lineup that they go with, you know, Harden and Westbrook, all of that. They're, by the way, they were on a cover of GQ. What'd you think about that, by the way?
I love it. Live your best life. Because one thing I know about those two, they love each other off the court. They fashion and whatever, that's their new wave, but they're going to bring it on the court. And this new system, and I'm going to say it again, I wasn't a fan of Dan Tony's and Daryl Morey.
Right.
But they're on to something. If you look at these, what they're doing and spreading this court, and they're saying, hey, good luck to you, guarding my, good luck to you guys trying to stop my two former MVPs in their prime, and James Harden and Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook got 270 points in the paint his last 11 games. You know the only player to do that?
The only other player to do that was not a center? Is that what you're going to say?
No. The only other player, period,
to do that is Wilt?
No, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting to see how is a team going to stop this. The only way you can stop that is hope that both of those guys are going to have an off night. But you have two guys that are capable of going for 40 apiece in the same night. They did it right before the All-Star break against a great defensive team in the Boston Celtics. James Harden had 40. Russell Westbrook had 36. And it was just like, yeah, your turn, my turn, okay. Y'all coming double, here we go kick the cover to knockdown shot. Here we go kick to P.J. Tucker in the corner who probably shoot the best in the league on the corner threes, knockdown shot. And they didn't even have Eric Gordon. That's the scary part.
Mm. Kendrick, I've never had you on the air, so I'm all fired up having you on. And it's Celtics-Lakers this weekend, so I know that's going to get your blood boiling. How much does it tick you off? Even though you're an NBA champion, looking back and rewatching that Game 7, you should have beat those boys twice. Don't you feel that way?
Yeah, I do. It pisses me off. And you think about that Game 7, you think about the loss a little bit more than you should, because it's like, man, I could have had two. But now, you know, in all due respect, since the great Kobe died, I would give the championship up in a heartbeat. You know, I ain't going to even lie. Since he died, hey, well earned, I don't even think about that moment no more. But I will say this. We should have beat the Lakers, though. But let me tell you, Kobe Bryant, he was 6-for-24 from the field. He had 18 rebounds and 11 offensively. Ooh, I mean, he willed them. He willed them. But, you know, kudos to the Lakers. But that still leaves a bitter taste in my mouth, because if I would have played, we would have won. Our starting five never lost a playoff series when healthy.
Mm. There you go.
They love that. And Kendrick, they made a mistake in training you too. And I know you know that. You know that.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. I don't think it was a mistake. I think Danny did me a favor, because he knew trading me to the Oklahoma City Thunder, they wanted me. And as soon as I got there, I didn't play one game, and I signed a contract extension for 4 years, $40 million. So, thank you, Danny.
There you go. That helps.
He did you a big favor.
$40 million helps, Kendrick.
and you got a championship ring. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely.
So did you like the new format in the All-Star game?
I did. I love it. I love it. It was competitive. I was sitting back looking like, am I watching the NBA Finals? I mean, guys were going at it defensively. They were getting after one another. And that's what you love to see. You want to see that competitive nature. And I thought they did a great job of competing on both ends. And I love that new format. I love it to death. It was great. It was great. The whole weekend was great to me. It was competitive. It was one of the best All-Star games I've seen in a very long time, from top to bottom.
All right, Kendrick, before we get you out of here, Western Conference, team to beat right now, Lakers or Clippers?
He likes the Rockets.
Oh, you're all in on the Rockets? You got the Rockets?
Right, that's your team, right?
No. Listen, this is what I'm saying. I don't know who's coming out of the West no more. I really don't, because to me, it's going to be all about matchups, and it's going to be all about, especially with that number 2 and 3 seed, it's going to be about who gets home court. Because I know one thing for sure, if I'm a player and I'm a team, I do not want to have to go on the road for game 1 and 2 and play in Utah or Denver, because both of those teams are really good at home.
Mm. Kendrick, now when you're in New York, I don't know how often you're in New York, but when you're in New York, you got to come in one day and do the show with us here. You have to do that.
Absolutely. No problem. I send y'all a message and let y'all know, that'll be my honor.
I'm making sure I'm in for that. I want to meet Kendrick.
You want to see Ken.
I want to meet Kendrick.
He's a cool dude. I mean, even though he was a Celtic, I still love the guy. I got to tell you.
I appreciate it.
You know I do. Ken.
All right, Kendrick.
One
Kendrick,
of my favorite
man.
Shows. Kendrick, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a blessing.
You too, man. Always a pleasure. Right. Kendrick Perkins.
He was terrific.
He's great, man.
Absolutely terrific. I've never had him on before.
I mean this when I said, I love Michael Irvin. I mean, I it's funny. I kid Michael about this because I couldn't stand him when he played for the Cowboys.
But I
love the guy. He's tremendous. He's a great guy. I've met him. He's a good. We text back and forth all the time. I'm like honored that I get text messages from Michael Irvin.
Well, you guys got two great weekly spots. You got Michael Irvin. Now you got Kendrick Perkins. Not too shabby.
Greg Hughes, a big Cowboy fan, is going, you know, he's giving props for Michael Irvin. But I really mean this. I mean, Michael, I look at Kendrick. Now, obviously, Kendrick wasn't the player. Michael was in his sport. We understand that. But as far as what Michael brings to the table talking football, Kendrick brings it to the table talking basketball.
Amen to that. All right. That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. You can also hear Perk on Scal and Pals, available on radio.com and wherever you find your podcast. Great basketball talk with everything you need to hear on the NBA from Perk, Brian Scalbrini, Rick Bucher, and more. Just search Scal whenever you find your podcast.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.